The first time I noticed Parkdale change was when different stores popped up in the neighborhood. And it was during my teenage years where, like, I was having my own expendable money and experimenting with that. So going to different restaurants and, like, going to little vintage stores fascinated me. That's when I knew things were different. But, like, at the time, I didn't really recognize the bigger powers in place that were perpetuating gentrification that does even displace the community that lives there, including me. And I contributed to that economy to some extent. But I think later to the end of high school, which could have been in 2014, is when, like, it was within the conversation of my friends who lived in the neighborhood, what we thought Parkdale was now and how different it was from before. We even started even feeling like, I don't know how to describe it other than amnesia. To go to different areas of the neighborhood that we thought were what they once were and realize that there's something completely different. But I guess the heartbreaking thing about it is to understand that these businesses are constantly shifting because the rising market for housing and for, like, renting for businesses is just so high, it's not sustainable. But at the same time, on the sidelines, which is unfortunately not noticed, is that people are being displaced. Residents who live here, who've lived here for decades or generations, can no longer afford to be here. And when Parkdale's considered the last stop in the city for marginalized people, where do we go now, is the question that I ask.